So again, the Gemara is the whole of the behemah Torah minolim deshori. How do you know it's not that it's mutter to drink milk? If you have a sweater that said that it should be yost like Eva Minachai, how do we know this said that by behemah Torah we let it drink the milk? And then, if you want to tell me midiyos rachmona b'asa b'cholov, we see in the Torah there's an issa b'asa b'cholov. Mashma holuchu deshori. You can't eat it cooked together. The mashma each one separately allowed to eat. Because if you're not allowed to eat milk, so what's the chiddush of b'asa b'cholov? It's also because of the milk. Samara says no. V'yehima cholov luchu deyasa b'chinu. No. After milk alone, maybe it's only yasa to eat. Or muta b'ano, be allowed to have ano from it in German, you could sell it. But now if you cook up a b'asa b'cholov, b'ano nami yasa, maybe that's the chiddush of b'asa b'cholov. That not only is it also b'achilov, but it's even also b'ano, you can't sell it now. Maybe that's the chiddush. The Mar says good, but Ula Rav Shimon comes Rav Shimon Shita. Tishori Bano, Rav Shimon holds no, that Bosa B'cholov is Mutter Bano, if so, what's the Chiddush? So it's also, if you want to tell me milk is also, it's also anyway. The Mar says no, there's still a Chiddush. Mishkachas lo le milki al bishulei. Could be the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that when you cook up milk and meat together, you get makos just for the cooking. True, milk is also anyway. And even when you cook it up, there's no nuis, it's only also makos the milk shaboy. But the chiddush of basa b'cholov is that the pasuk says loy savasha gedi b'cholov imi. I want to cook it up. Maybe the issue is the cooking of it. That's the chiddush. So Moses says, what's the proof that milk is mutter? So true, mir is no proof. So in any rather, the proof is midigoli rachmon of psuli amagdoshim. The Torah says by psuli amagdoshim, that means you had a korban that became a balmum and then you redeemed it. So it goes out lechulin, but it still has certain dinam on it. And with Darshan Tizbach, means you're allowed to shecht it and eat the milk, and eat the meat, but v'loi giza, you're not allowed to shear off the wool, you can't have enough for shearing off the wool. V'also with Darshan, meaning to say you can eat the meat, but v'loi cholov, you're not allowed to milk it, you can't drink the milk of the Sulam of Darshan. So Mashman is a new issa not to drink the milk of this type of a behemoth that was once a korban. The Kedusha is still on it. Mashma ha'dechul, the regular behemoth that never had shecht the Kedusha, surely you are allowed to drink the milk. Because if you also to drink any milk, so what's the chiddush of psulah mekdashim? Samara says no again. Maybe the chiddush here is v'yeim. I'll tell you like this: the chulin regular milk, true it's also achila. You're not allowed to eat it, maybe. But I tell you, the shari b'ano, but it's mutar to have ano from it. You can sell it to a guy. But the kaddishim, the chiddush over here is by the psulah mekdashim. The ano nami yosla. The chiddush here is that even also b'ano. So again, you have no proof in this pasuk that regular milk is mutar. El the pasuk says this. The pasuk says the mishlei. That says v'day chalei vizim, it's enough the milk of the goats, v'lachm cho l'lechem b'secho, v'chayim l'nar b'secho. So it's mashma, you could drink the milk of the goats, mashma t'muta v'achila. So Mora says no, v'dum l'scher, maybe just saying with this you can do business, you can sell it. Ela rather the Pasuk says, midachsiv, v'yasaser v'scharitze ha'cholov. Rashi says, charitze means gevinin, like pieces of cheese. Take it to the sar, or elef. By kopon and mashma, you can take a teat. Mashma, that cheese, milk, is mutter teat. Samara says, no, v'dum again l'schayra. Meant to say, go take it and do business with. Samara says, oto da'akesh shomachom l'schayra, so ma take it to Sar Elif, the general in charge in the war. In the war, you don't do business. In the war is meant to eat. So here's the one proof at least, that you're allowed to eat milk. Eat cheese, eat drink milk. If you boy him, if you want to give me another puff, even if you want to say no, he maybe here only means l'schayra. The Pasuk in Shmoy says, Eretz Zovas Cholov Advosh, that the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael is that it's a land that has milk and honey. Now, V'loy Dishori, if it wouldn't be that it's smooth you're allowed to drink milk, is Mishtabach Lon Krob immediately Loy Chozi? Does it make any sense that Eretz say a Shvach about Eretz Yisrael, something you can eat, to start with something you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink? We boy some if you want some near Pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, L'chu shivru v'yichlu, or l'chu shivru b'le kethav b'le mechir, yayin b'cholav. Go buy, like wine and milk, sure you can buy it to drink, mashma clearly, milk is mutter. So the kids were coming out that milk of a behemoth Torah is mutter, but milk of a behemoth Tameh is also either from the word gomel, or else from the word esagomel. The other one says, Elo miyativ, so won't you tell me you're dashing the word? Gomel Gomel, where according to the Rabbana we're dashing that the milk is also. According to Rabbi Shimon we're dashing that even a parah that comes out of a Gomel is also. So you see a dash in the word Gomel Gomel is so, when the Pasuk says, Shofen Shofen, Aneves Aneves, Chazir Chazir Lahanu the Yosef, that has also come for Droshes. Rashi, like Rashi says, like Shafan Shafan, my Darshan, but already Darshan. And just like by Gomel Rashi before said, was Echab, was Bateras Khanim. What was in Vayikra? V'yech, what was in Mishneh Torah, in Devarim? See, Darshan got the Torah said over twice. So the Torah says over these behemoths also twice. So what in the Darshan over here? Like El Miata, Shafan Shafan, on Nevis and Nevis. Chazir Chazir, Lahani Udiyasi. El Gomor said, look at the time, like we learned. No monishna be behema. How come it says over the whole parasha behema again in Mishneh Torah? But when they have Shesua, because it adds on this one extra behema is Shesua. Rashi says this is a bear yishleish l'shnei gabayim shneish adroyis, but never didn't say to my Yikra. So that's why it repeats already all the behemas in Devarim. The same thing of Oifus. Why does the Torah repeat over again all the birds? But when they are raw, because it says over the word raw. So l'chura, you see, it's not extra. The Torah says them over anyway. If so, Gomel, Gomel, Namel, Lehoch, Yudiyos, and the Chuyri shouldn't be able to make a drasha from Gomel, Gomel, either. Let's say the reason why the Torah run it over was for this reason. Samar says, Kol Heichad, Yikul, and Medrash, Tashin. No, if you could make a drasha, Vad, it's put there for a drasha. It's only on the tzad, you have nothing to dashin, then you have a right to say, not stam extra, but that's the devil for the Torah to write all the behemoths over again, because of the one extra behemoth that it is. Nothing more says Torah about a word like this: Rochel sheyoldim in eiz. If a sheep to give birth to a goat, or the eiz sheyoldim in rochel p'turim in abechayra, it's part of an abechayra. But what we have, but the yemiyesh by miksas simonim, but it has a little bit simonim like the mother. Then chayevus, then there's chal din bechor upon this bechor that you have to give it to the kohen, and then the family of the kohen can eat it the way it is now because it's called it has a mum. Rabbi Shimon says on this halacha, "Achiyei roishoy v'ruba demlimai." It's not enough stam a miksas simonim. The mamish roishoy v'ruba, the head and most of the body, has to look like the mother. Just a little bit, it looks different. Then we say it's chayiv in bechayra. But less than this, there's no din bechor. Now the question is, iboyer. Have a question like this: Liyachilo mi boyer Rabbi Shimon roishoy v'rubai oiloi. They get to the head of achila. As Rabbi Shimon we had before, Darshan's the Pasuk Gomel Gomel to say that a Purah that gives birth to a camel, so the camel is also. It's also teat. But now we're coming on Mashman, the Gemara holds us a Svar Pshutam, that if this camel has a little bit simonim like the Purah, it would be Mutta Bachila. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree it's Mutta Bachila. Now the question is, how much is simonim, how much does it have to look like the mother? Just like Rabbi Shimon says by the Chorer, it has to be Reish of Rubai, do you need the same thing also to give it a Heter Achila? That when is this camel mutatit, even according to Rabbi Shimon, only when Reish of Rubai is like his mother, the Parah? So that's the Shaila. That Iboilu li Achila, mi boy Rabbi Shimon Reish of Rubai, just like it needs by the Chorer, by Achila also, Oiloi, maybe no. Linyin Bechor, it goes by the Pasha, Bechor, it says, Ach Bechor, sure. So there we dashinat shehu shor b'choy v'shor. The mother and the kid both has to be a shor. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says that either the kid looks like a roch of your birth to an eiz, it's only chayiv in b'chora if it has roish of rubai like the mother. Avol liachila, but nugayet in heter achila, gomol hu diyav rachmon of the osar. The Torah just said he can eat a camel. Even though the camel comes out from a pora, still according to Rabbi Shimon, he can't eat it. But this camel, since it has maybe enough to have just a miksas simonim like the mother, heis ho ishtani mi gomel. Here though, it's a little bit different than a gomel, since it has at least miksas simonim. So maybe shapadom is enough, or dilmoleshtam, maybe there's no difference. So that's our shayla. According to Rabbi Shimon, to give this camel a heta bachila, if it comes out of a pora, how much simonim does it have to have like its mother? Is it enough miksas simonim, or does it need, just like the din b'chor, roishoy v'rubay? All right, we'll stop here.